Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Avodah Zarah Daf Chav Vav. Avodah Zarah 26 says the Mishnah on Daf Chav Vav Amad Aleph, Ba'as Yisrael lo tiyaleid es avodas kochavim, that a Jewish woman should not be a woman who helps an idolater give birth, mipnei shemiyaledes ben avodas kochavim, because if she does that, all she is doing is creating another idol worshiper in the world. Avodas kochavim miyaledes bas Yisrael, but an idolater can help the Jewish woman give birth. And the mission is teaching this law to tell us that we don't have to be concerned that the idolater will kill the baby, God forbid. And so therefore, we're allowed to let an idolater help the Jewish woman give birth. So too, the Mishnah continues with another law, Baz Yisrael lo tanik bina shel ovedes kochavim, that a Jewish woman should not serve as a wet nurse to nurse the baby of an idolater, because in doing so, she is just raising another idolatrous person in the world. But an idolatrous woman can indeed be the wet nurse for a Jewish woman, and we don't have to be concerned that she is going to, God forbid, try to kill the Jewish child. So the Gemara raises a braisa that seems to contradict this Mishnah. It says the Gemara, Uraminu, let's raise a contradictory source, because we have a braisa that states, Yehudi miyaledes ovedes kochavim beschar of a lobachinam. The braisa says that a Yehudis, that a Jewish woman, can serve to help an idolatrous woman give birth if she is being paid, but not if she is doing it for free. And so doesn't this contradict our Mishnah, which says explicitly that a Jewish woman cannot serve as the midwife for the idolatrous woman? So comes along Rav Yosef with a fundamental distinction, and Rav Yosef says, even though there is a distinction between the Braisa and the Mishnah, what's the reason why the Braisa allows the woman to do it? Because she is being paid. That's why the Jewish woman can serve as a midwife for the idolatrous woman. The distinction is bischar shari, with payment. It is permitted mishum eva. Eva means enmity, that we're concerned that if she does not do it, she's going to arouse tremendous hatred and as a result of that, the idolaters will start wage a battle against the Jewish people. There will be more hatred in the world. And so therefore, because we're concerned that if she's being paid and she still refuses to do it for the idolatrous woman, there will be a fight. As a result of this, therefore, we are allowed to do it. The Jewish woman is allowed to do it in those circumstances. But our Mishnah, our Mishnah says it's prohibited, is because she is doing it for free. And if the Jewish woman is doing it for free, then we don't have to be concerned about Eva, about arousing hatred, because the Jewish woman could always say, look, I need to work for money, and if I'm not being paid, I don't work. So that's why Rashi says, that's the way Rashi explains our Mishnah. And our Mishnah says that the Jewish woman should not serve the idolatrous woman as a midwife if she is not being paid, because there you don't have to be concerned about Eva. The Ritva says a different distinction. It says that our Mishnah is talking about a situation where we don't have to be concerned about Eva if she doesn't help the child be born, meaning to say that there's no concern there at all. But if there's any concern about Eva, then the Jewish woman would have to serve as a midwife. So this is the concept of Eva, and this is a very, very important concept, because a lot of these laws of Maseches Avodah Zarah would not work at all in a society where Jews and people who are not of the Jewish faith are living together. If we assume that if a Jew is going to say, I'm going to treat people differently based upon their faith, that will cause enmity and hatred in the world, which is to my mind, a certainty, then a lot of these laws do not apply. And indeed, we have a case about this that came before the Maharil. The Maharil, living in the 15th century in the Germanic lands, was asked about a ruler where the ruler saw an incident that a Jewish house was saved, and the Jew said he was saved because he had a mezuzah on his house. So the ruler said, very nice, I want a mezuzah too. And so then the rabbi went to the Maharil and he asked the Maharil, is he allowed to give a mezuzah to the ruler for the ruler to put on his house? So the Maharil said, no, he's not allowed to do it, because The reason why I can't do it is because we know that under certain circumstances, and we have to be concerned that the mezuzah would not be treated properly by somebody who's not of the Jewish faith. And even though the ruler in this case is asking for the mezuzah because he thinks it's got powers, it thinks he has special spiritual powers, well, let's say those quote-unquote powers don't work one time, then he'll discard the mezuzah. And so therefore, the Mariel was very cautious about allowing them to put up a mezuzah and give a mezuzah to the ruler. However, when the Ramosha Israelis in the 16th century cites this tshuva in Yoredeya, he writes that you're not allowed to put up a mezuzah for somebody who's not Jewish, but then he adds that if we have a concern of enmity, of Eva, then it is permitted to do such an action and to give the mezuzah to the ruler. So we see explicitly that the Rama allows things that are absolutely prohibited because we have a concern of Eva. And the Bir Agra, the Vilna Gaon, says that the source for this Rama, that you're allowed to do something because of Eva, is from our Sugya, because we say here that something that's prohibited, if we're worried that we're going to cause hatred and angst in the world, then we're allowed to do it in order to avoid that Eva. And so therefore, the Vilna Gaon says so too in the case of the mezuzah. You're allowed to do it in a case where we're concerned about Eva. And indeed, in the Shut Be'er Sheva, he writes that it's permitted to give somebody who's not Jewish a mezuzah if we think that if we don't give this mezuzah, there will be hatred in the world. And so therefore, on that basis, we see that even though there is an explicit rabbinic prohibition, if we're concerned about hatred developing, we are allowed to violate that prohibition in order to bring peace to the world.